Wednesday, July 29th, 2021. Sweep over my soul, Lord. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul, Lord. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit. To be Joshua. Yes, Lord. Sweep over my soul. Thank you, Lord. Ida. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amanashata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every day. Every day. Every day. Every day, Lord. Every day, every day, every day, Lord, dear God, every day, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you, Lord, we love you. We love you. We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name, oh dear God. We praise your name, Lord. We praise your name. We praise your name, yes, Lord. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give thy name the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. It's thine, dear God. No one like you, Lord, in all the earth, in all the heavens above, in all the earth beneath. Yes, God, and under the earth. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for the mind to want to seek you. The mind to want to serve you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your many, many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. No goodness of our own, but because you are merciful, God. You're a kind God. We thank you for your compassion, your understanding, your forgiveness, your deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for the hope that you have given us. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses us from all of our sins. All of our iniquities, all of our unrighteousness. Forgive us, dear God, of all of our ungodly deeds which we have committed. All of our unrighteous thoughts and the evil intents of our heart, Lord. Oh, Papa, wash us. Thoroughly cleanse us from every evil and wicked work. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We forgive our enemies. We forgive our friends, our families, those who are close to us, near and dear to us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. We forgive them, Lord. don't want to hold on to anything that's not right. Don't want to harbor ill will in our heart towards our neighbor, towards our family and our friends. Yes, Lord, towards anyone. Yes, God, we thank you, Lord. And we ask you, dear God, to wash us thoroughly from our sins, thoroughly from our iniquity. Create in us, Lord, a clean heart. And renew, Lord, the right spirit within us. Psalm 51. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Bless us, Lord, that we will walk in the way of holiness, that we will fulfill our assignment, that we will fulfill our mission, we will fulfill our purpose in life. Yes, Lord. We look to you this morning. No other help we know. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. To thine be the glory. To thine be the praise. We give thanks unto you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us life, health, and strength. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up each day. You're blessing us to see a new day. Help us, Lord, not to take you for granted. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we ask that you look on our loved ones, our family and our friends, our neighbors. Yes, Lord, give us a mind to be saved, a mind to come before you, Lord, a mind to love the Lord with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our strength. Yes, God, all of our might, all of our mind. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bow before you. Yeah, hey. We bow before you, Lord. We worship and adore you, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us life. Yes, Lord, my soul, thank you today. Lord, look on the bereaved families. So many have lost their loved ones. Strengthen them today, Lord. Look on the preacher and his wife who's lost their young daughter. The young mother who's lost her son. Lord, the family who's lost their different family members. Let them know, Lord, it's only you who can comfort and strengthen. It's only you, Lord, who can keep the mind and the heart, the will. Yes, God, I thank you. Look on the children and the grandchildren. Look on the mothers and the fathers. The grandparents, Jesus, we need your help today. We need your help today. Yes, Lord, help us. I ask for help in my home. I ask for help for anyone who's listening to the broadcast. Help us, Lord. Give us a mind to fall on our face. Yes, God. And to seek you while you may be found. While there's breath in our body. Yes, Lord, to give ourselves over to you, Lord. Wholly, completely. Without drawback. Without reservation. Because we need you. You are our life. You are my strength. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, dear God. Dear Lord. Nobody but you. Nobody but you. Help us, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. To lift your name on high. You said if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. That's what we want to do. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. And as we go on our way today, let your spirit rest, rule, abide, reign. Yes, Lord, give us that listening ear to your word, that receiving in our heart, that obedience, and to serve you with our mind, to serve you wholeheartedly. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we thank you for the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And we give thy name the praise, all the glory, and all the honor is thine. Thank you, Lord. In Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Good morning, friends and family. I was reading in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, and what took me there was how Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He found favor with God. And if he found grace in the eyes of the Lord, that means the Lord was looking. He was observing. He was seeing. And when we go up in the 6th chapter of Genesis, this is what it talks about. I want to read Genesis 6, 1 through 8. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, that the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now it grieved the Lord at his heart that he had made man, because the evil intent, the imagination, every imagination, it said, of the thoughts of his heart was evil continually. So these words, this is the King James Version I read from. The thoughts of his heart. What? The thoughts, what the things that you think, the heart of man, the mind of man, the will of man, the things that man decides to do from within himself. It said it was only evil continually kept that thing going continually, all the time, all the time. It was evil continually. You know, in that fifth verse, it says, and God saw. He's looking and he's seeing. And in verse 8, it said, but Noah found grace, what? In the eyes of the Lord. In one scripture, the Bible says the eyes of the Lord are in every place. Beholding, that means looking. Beholding the evil and the good. And that's what's depicted here. He saw the evil in man continually. He's looking. He's seeing. What is man doing? What is he going to do? What has he purposed in his heart to do? Evil continually. The Bible says the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Desperately. And he said, man is flesh, but it repented God. Isn't it something to think that something that you've made, something that you have created, I mean, I'm not caught up, definitely, most definitely, but to think that the Almighty wished that he had never made man, because, and he made man in his image and his likeness in the first book of Genesis. But this is how man thinks of his creator, or not think of him at all. Like we walk around like, we made ourselves. We can give ourselves life. And no. We were made in the image of God, after his likeness. We were made to glorify God, to worship him. He gave man dominion in the earth. We were to represent him. But with the evil continually in the heart of men, there was no representation of God. But the eighth verse, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And that's at this particular time. So let's go and find out why. How did Noah find grace in the eyes of the Lord? Verse 9 says, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man. Just, right, and perfect in his generations. Why? And Noah walked with God. You can't walk with God if there's evil intent in your heart continually. You got to be right with God. You have to want to please God and serve him, worship him, love and adore him, praise him, obey him, listen to him, acknowledge him. Proverbs say, acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. He's going to show you which way to go. Because how do we know? Let's God show us. And verse 10 said, and Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Verse 11, the earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Does that remind you of something? As I read this, I'm thinking about today, these days and times, 2021. And it didn't just start in 2021. But if you look around you, if you're going about your daily living, as the Lord blessing you to live, look and see and hear and take note. Look at the laws that's being passed. The things that people are doing in the streets, the lawlessness running rampant in the land. Men and women want to do whatever they want to do because they say, this is my body and this is my life. Like they gave it to themselves. We did not give ourselves life. We did not create ourselves. God did that. But we want to say, I'm my own boss. I'm my own person. I do my own thing. And that's what they were doing back then. And the Bible says, and so shall it be as it was in the days of Noah. And it's the same. So shall it be. Evil in the heart of men. Continually. Verse 12, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. Look, it's corrupt. Family members killing each other. People killing each other over things that don't even matter. People killing each other over a thought, over a look, over some words, over being cut off in traffic. Yes. Driven to kill each other. You wonder why. Sons killing their daughters, fathers killing their families, lawlessness, gang violence, wars and rumors of wars in the earth, in our communities, even in our homes. It says, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And as you read on, it tells you how the Lord spoke to Noah and what he gave Noah to do and how to do. And God saved Noah and his household because he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Let us find grace. Let us find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Let us be just before God. Let us walk upright before him and be perfect in our generations. And that perfectness is honoring God, worshiping God, not having evil intent, not doing what they did, or not even doing what you see around you, not having the thoughts of our heart to be evil continually, only evil. Only evil. That's what the word says. Only evil. Let let's find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Let's find favor. When God looks upon us, what does he see? I have to ask the Lord, forgive me, Lord, because you're seeing me in the privacy of my own home, the most private part of your house, where you go by yourself. Nobody's there but you and God. God sees you. He sees and he knows all things. He knows our thoughts before we even think them. And my prayer today is, Lord, let me find grace in your eyes. Yes, Lord. Let us find grace in your eyes, Lord. When you look upon us, dear God, because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, shed that we might be saved, delivered from our sins, from our evil thoughts continually, that we would be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. Eda. Yes, Lord, take away our sin. Blot out our transgressions. Yes, Lord, create in us a clean heart, that we would walk justly before you, that we would acknowledge you, that we would serve you in the beauty of holiness. We want to find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amid the wicked world, while we're in the midst of the different things that's going on, the evil, the malice, the backbiting, the murdering, the talking, the killing, the unrighteous living. When men are lovers of their own selves, more than lovers of God. That they want to do their own thing and not do God's thing. My, my. I want to find grace. From this day forward, you know, in the New Testament, talks about forgetting those things that are behind us. Because of Christ, we can be born again of the Spirit. We can have a new mind in Christ Jesus, a new mindset. We can strive, we can press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Lord, help us to lay aside every weight, every sin, everything that takes us off course in the name of Jesus. Let that be our prayer, that we honor the Lord, that we praise his name, that we lift him up, that we want to walk upright. Yes, Lord. We need to find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Praise God. So that God can grant us favor. And he'll also grant us favor with man. He'll cause us to be at peace within ourselves, within our home. God grants us peace. He grants us deliverance. Praise the Lord. I want to read, I believe it's Hebrews. I hope I get the right scripture. I think it's 4:16. Yes. But let's start at 15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. He's talking about Jesus Christ. He was tempted like we were tempted, but he didn't sin. He didn't have sin. He was not born in sin. He was not shaped in iniquity. Shabbat. His mother didn't conceive him in sin. Shabbat. Glory be to God. But yet, he came and took on flesh for our sakes, that we may be saved. And yet he was tempted. When we get tempted, we don't want to heal, but we have to lean and trust in the Lord and seek him for strength and deliverance and for salvation and cleansing and all those good things. In verse 16, let us therefore come boldly. That means don't be afraid to come before the throne of grace. The throne of what? Grace. That's what Noah found. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And now we can come boldly to that throne of grace. God, before God, the one who grants grace, the God of grace. Praise God. That we may obtain mercy. We need forgiveness. We're asking for forgiveness for our sins because why? We want to change. We want to change and be what God wants us to be. In the wee hours of the morning, in the wee hours of the night, during the daytime, on our jobs, children in the schools, in the streets, we want to obtain mercy. That means we want to get it. We got to ask God for it. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Because Jesus came to save those which were lost. He came to heal and deliver and set free. And we realize that's what we need. That we can go to the throne of grace. That we may obtain mercy and find grace. Just like Noah did. Find grace to help in time of need. We are in need of grace. We are in need of mercy. So let us not be afraid to go before God. No matter what's going on in your life, amid all the trouble, all the confusion, all the turmoil, all the grief. You know, that grief will get us sometimes. That grief tries to take us out. But we got to give everything to the Lord. He said, cast all your cares. On who? On him. Why? Because he cares for us. He came because he cared for us. He came because for God so loved the world. So loved. So loved. That he gave his only begotten son. We have an advocate with the Father, who is Jesus Christ, the righteous. He's the righteous. We have the wonderful, the magnificent, the glorious opportunity to find grace, to find mercy, grace to help in time of need, mercy for forgiveness. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for grace. I thank God for favor. I thank God for forgiving my sins. I thank God for giving me a mind, changing my thought pattern, my mindset. And as we press our way, because it's a pressing way, you have to fight the good fight of what? Faith, your belief, your trust in God. You don't want the enemy to take away your faith. Fight for it in prayer, in submission. In reading your word, that's your fight. Dying daily. That means giving up what you want to do. Giving up, letting go. Let it go. But get a hold of God. Yes. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. They're not man-made. They're mighty through God. Yes, through God. We got to go to God. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. God will bring down those strongholds and things that you think you can't get over. That's why we got to go boldly. That's why we got to go without reservation to the throne of grace. Yes. Praise God. That we may get mercy, obtain it, and find grace to help in time of need. Noah found grace to help in the time of need because God was going to destroy flesh that he had made. But this one family, he saved. He saved that one family. The way Noah lived caused God to save that one family and told him exactly what to do, exactly how to be in the storm, but protected from what was going on all around. That's grace. Thank you, Lord. Well, we praise God today. We thank God for the word. Thank God for his blessings. Thank God, Lord, open up our understanding, our heart to receive his word, to take it in and to do his word. Not just to be hearer only. We have to hear, but we have to do. Yes. Faith comes by hearing. And that's hearing the word of God. And we have to walk in obedience. That means doing. That's an action right there. That's a do. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to admonish everyone to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call upon his name while he's near, to come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may find grace to help in time of need, just like Noah did. Be blessed, my friends, and remember, keep God first in everything you do and say.